One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hi, everyone. I'm Naomi. I know all kids love their mothers, but I really loved mine. She deserved all the love in the world and more. It was bewildering how kind she was. I believe she was sent to this world to show others how to be a good person. When she completed her mission, God called her back. She had cancer, but I didn't know it for a long time. My parents hid it from me. I thought she had been visiting my grandmother for a while, but she was in the hospital. One day, my dad picked me up from school and took me there. I was shocked to see my mom in bed. She looked so sick, and yet she was smiling. But she had a hard time speaking. I had to lean in very close to hear her. Naomi, my sweet girl, unfortunately, I won't be around much longer, but I'll keep loving you. Always remember that. I asked your dad to find someone else to marry because you're still so young. You need a loving family to grow up in. Please love your new mother. Be a happy family. That's how I'll be at peace. It's all I'm asking of you. This is how my mom said goodbye to me. She died a few days later. I was really sad, but I was also in a state of shock. A week earlier, I had my beloved mother with me, and now, when I was just 13, she was gone. It took me a while to believe it, but eventually I realized I had no choice but to accept this reality. One day, a few months later, my dad came up to me and said, "Naomi, we're going out for dinner. I'd like to introduce you to someone." He looked sheepish as he said it. He was looking at the floor. I couldn't help myself. "I don't want to meet anyone," I yelled. This time he looked at me. "Sweetie, I promised your mother that I would bring you up in a loving family. That was your mom's last wish. Please understand me," he said. I nodded in desperation. Mm-hmm. He was right, since she had told me the same thing. That was the day I met Cora. She was my dad's friend from college. They weren't very close back then, but had reconnected through Facebook. She was divorced and had a daughter around my age who was living with her dad. That fact alone should have been enough to tell me that she wasn't a good person. How could a mother leave her daughter? How could she let her live in another home? I didn't think about that at first. In fact, I liked her. She seemed affectionate and interested in me. She asked me a ton of questions to get to know me. She was also really funny. I laughed so hard that night that my face hurt. On our way back home, my dad said, "You like her too, right?" Mm-hmm. I smiled and nodded. "You don't have to love her like your mom. Not that it's even possible. All I'm asking is that you give her a chance," he said. I don't know if he would have listened to me if I'd said I didn't like her, but I still regret being so positive about her. After that, things moved really quickly. They got married, and Cora moved in with us. Now I had a stepmother. Both my mom and my dad wanted me to love her, so I resolved to try my best, especially for my mom's sake. However, I quickly realized that this wasn't possible. Cora was like the evil stepmother in fairy tales. Every day, I would discover something new I didn't like about her. For one thing, she was a control freak. She didn't want the door to my room to be closed. Whenever I closed it, she'd open it. Finally, she made my dad remove the door. The excuse was that the door had to be painted.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It turned out that she was also really selfish. Her doctor told her to consume less salt or cut it out completely if possible. From that day on, she started cooking without salt. She wouldn't even allow us to have salt on the table. She said she'd be tempted to use it, and therefore we couldn't have any either. She also had weird obsessions. For example, she'd never use a public bathroom. She believed that she would get all sorts of diseases if she did. She wouldn't let me use them either because she said I'd be bringing the bacteria home if I did. A few times I had to pee so bad that I had to run home. One weekend, my stepmom's daughter Amy came to stay with us after my dad insisted. I was suspicious of her because of her mom, but I was wrong because Amy was nothing like her. It turned out that she was super cool and we had a great time. I think Cora didn't like that we got along because she kept on asking me to do chores while Amy and I were hanging out. For example, my dad always takes the trash out in the evening, but for the first time, she asked me to do it. "My dad will do it later," I said, but she mumbled something like, "Do it now so that it doesn't smell." This was just one example. There are so many other things. She made me water all the plants. She made me clean the bathroom after she took a shower. She made me go out to the store to buy batteries for the TV remote and stuff like that. We were surprised each time. Amy knew her mother much better than I did and said, "You never know what to expect from her. I'm sure she has her reasons, but only she knows what they are." My stepmother kept on treating me the same way in the following days. I didn't understand why. The only thing I could think of was that Amy and I got along. I thought she probably got jealous because she didn't get along with Amy, even though she's her mom. "You're going to make our bed in the mornings," she said, but I protested. "Why? I already make my own bed," I said. "You need to learn to do housework. You'll need these skills later," she said, clearly making up an excuse. She was now making me take out the trash every day too. Even though we had someone coming to clean the house twice a week, she still made me vacuum everywhere, dust the furniture, and clean the floors after school. I couldn't say no because she always came up with weird excuses and didn't stop talking until I did. Sometimes I'd do what she asked just to shut her up. These were acceptable to a certain degree. The last straw was when she told me to wash her car. "I won't wash your car. Who do you think I am, your personal maid? This is way too much," I yelled. She started crying right away. I didn't know how to react. This grown woman was crying like a baby. I ran to my room. If my room had a door, I would have slammed it. Cora cried nonstop for hours. When my dad came home, her eyes were swollen. He was surprised and asked what was wrong. "Nothing," she said, acting like she didn't want to tell him. My dad kept on asking, so she finally gave in and told him what was wrong. Apparently, I was treating her like an enemy since the day she moved in. I was being rude to her when she spoke to me. I was trying to come between her and my dad. I could clearly hear everything she said. She was making up all sorts of lies, but she put me in such a terrible position that if I told my dad that she was lying, it was as if I'd be confirming all that she was saying. My dad came into my room hours later. He just said, "I didn't expect this from you." My stepmom twisted everything, so denying it would have made me sound bad, so I didn't say anything. The next day, when I came back from school, my stepmother held out the keys to her car, smiling. "Wash my car if you don't want to disappoint your dad again," she said. I did it, but I was so angry that I cried. I didn't want her to make up new lies to my dad. As I was washing the car, I got an idea. If I logged into her social media accounts, would I find something in her messages that would help me? After washing the car, I took out the trash, cleaned the bathroom, and took out the laundry from the washing machine. After a bunch of other chores, I went to my room and called Amy right away. I told her what was going on. "I need your help," I said. She said she'd be happy to help. "Do you know your mom's Facebook password? Any guesses?" I asked. "If she's still using the same password, it's the first two letters of our dog's name and her old car's license plate number," she said. She spelled it out, and I wrote it down. I was shaking with anxiety. I opened my laptop and entered my stepmother's email address and the password that Amy guessed, but it didn't work. Then I had another idea. I ran out and checked the license plate number of the car I had just washed. I came back and entered the new number.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Bingo. I was in my stepmother's Facebook. I quickly opened her messages. There was a long conversation between her and her sister where she described in detail all the things she made me do, everything she told my dad, and how she manipulated all of us. These messages were enough to show who she really was. There was also a message from her ex-husband. Her ex, who is Amy's dad, had written, "Start living an honest life. If you get caught again, I won't do anything to help you out this time." He was a lawyer, so Cora must have been involved in some criminal behavior. I didn't know what it was, though. You can guess what happened afterwards. When my dad came home, I called him to my room. "I know it was wrong, but I had no other choice. You need to read Cora's messages on Facebook," I said. My dad sat calmly and read through everything. He didn't say anything. He just took down some notes and made screenshots. Then he kissed me on my forehead and left. A while later, I heard the front door close. I guess my dad didn't want to have this conversation at home. He and Cora went out. When I went to bed, they still weren't back. When I woke up, Cora wasn't at home. While I was at school, she packed her stuff and left. I never saw her again. "Naomi, this was all my fault. I'm really sorry. I think we dodged a bullet." I talked to Cora's ex-husband. Turns out she really is a psycho. Terrible things could have happened to both of us. Thankfully, she can no longer hurt us. "We'll get through this together," he said. Since then, my dad and I have been living happily in our home with my amazing mother in our thoughts.
Hello, my name is Ellie. If you want to be one of the popular girls at school, please watch my story till the end. If you already are one of those popular girls, I suggest you stop watching now because you probably won't like what I'm about to say. I don't have any siblings. Unfortunately, my mother stopped working when I was born. I said unfortunately because since she has nothing else to keep her busy, her whole life revolves around me. After a certain point, me being her sole focus naturally became a problem. I'll give you an example so that you can better see what I mean. Ever since I can remember, my mom had been saying she's not happy with her nose. And every time my dad would tell her, "Then you should get it fixed." But my mom is so scared of surgery that she would never dare to do it. So one morning at breakfast, when she told us she was finally going to do it, my dad and I were really surprised. Do you know what her motivation was? My middle school graduation ceremony. She literally said, "My daughter must be proud of her mother. I can't go to the graduation with a nose like this." She went ahead with the surgery only for my sake and arrived at my graduation with her new nose. I think that gives you an idea of how important I am to her. I know she means well, but I wish she wasn't this involved in my life. When we go shopping, she makes me buy all the stuff she likes. She can't stay out of my friendships, telling me to be closer to this person or stop talking to that one. If she doesn't like my makeup, she sits me down and does it herself. She even nags me about the shows I watch. Her eyes are always on me. She wants me to be doing everything her way. When I started high school, my mom became obsessed with me being popular. She's never admitted this, but I'm sure that when she went to high school, she wanted to be popular, but never was. She was going to live vicariously through me by making sure I became popular. At first, she tried to find out more about my friends, acting all casual. When she figured out I was hanging out with normal kids like myself, she said, "Someone with your quality should be popular at school. You've got it all. You deserve this more than anyone." Even though I said, "Mom, like, why? I really like my friends," she wouldn't listen. My mom never gives up once she has made up her mind about something. And soon enough, she succeeded in this as well. I found out about all this after the fact, but this was how my mom carried out her incredibly strategic plan. First, she made a list of the popular girls at my school by learning their names from other students and parents she knew. She got to know the mothers of the girls on the list by meeting them one by one at the next PTA meeting. She gradually became friends with these mothers by getting together with them for breakfast or coffee. Then she started throwing these cookouts where the whole families were invited. Her goal was to get me to mingle with those girls. You might ask, how is it that you didn't see this coming? But my mom was so good at executing her plan that my friend group changed suddenly before I could figure out what was happening. Yes, I was one of the popular girls now. I would meet up with them as soon as I got to school. I was sitting with them in the cafeteria. I was hanging out with them after school. I'd completely abandoned my old friends. To be honest, I loved it at first. When you're popular at school, even people you don't know come up to you to chat. All eyes are on you. I was feeling like someone who just got famous. I was enjoying my celebrity status. Until I got to know the girls better. I thought I was one of them, but soon I saw that it was impossible for me to be like them.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The popular girls had a strict hierarchy of their own. There were two alphas at the top. These girls decided if someone new would be admitted to the group. My mom's biggest success was to make sure I became good friends with one of them, so I didn't have to try to get anyone else to like me. I was admitted to the group directly. Under the alphas, there were the betas. The ones below them were the suck-ups who wanted to be betas. These girls spent their lives complimenting others, trying to rise up to the next level. "Your hair looks gorge. I love the color of your shoes. Your bag goes so well with your outfit." You see, their lives weren't easy, but of course, that was the lifestyle they chose for themselves. At the bottom of the social pyramid were the newbies, and I was one of them. We were mostly running errands. "Let's have some coffee. Who should get it? Ellie, why don't you and Tiffany go?" Tiffany was another newbie. Even if they didn't say it directly, we knew it was our job to grab coffee. I stayed as one of the popular girls for about 2.5 months. That's how I was able to make some fun observations. Let me tell you about them quickly. Then I will tell you about what happened that made me leave the group. The first rule of being a popular girl is having long, straight hair. No ponytails, ever. Your hair color should be brown, if possible. And one more thing. It definitely needs to be shiny. Another popular girl rule is you need to have a small backpack. But it's not like any brand will do. It has to be JanSport. Since my mom figured this out before I did, she got me a pink JanSport bag right away. Makeup is another must. But like, seriously, you really need to wear a ton of makeup. Since I rarely use makeup, this was one rule that was difficult for me. My mom was waking me up really early every morning and doing my makeup for me. Another group rule is to show your feelings in a dramatic way. When you like something, you have to make all these exaggerated sounds. For example, you have to totally lose it when you see a puppy. And you have to shed a few tears at the slightest hint of an emotional moment. It was always so surprising to me how these girls were able to cry so easily. And they could laugh as easily as they could cry. We always used to sit in the same spot in the cafeteria. We used to laugh out loud at the silliest things because everyone else had to think we were having so much fun. Of course, this wasn't something planned or talked about, but everybody knew this subconsciously. Popular girls are so much fun, and that's why they have so much fun together. This was the image they wanted to portray. Next comes the weirdest rule. If you're one of the populars, your grades need to be average. Neither good nor bad. If you accidentally get a good grade, girls make fun of you for days. There was this girl in the group named Emma. She couldn't take the pressure from her father and started studying so her grades went up. They were so mean to her, saying she had become a nerd, that she ended up leaving the group. Even if I'm criticizing them now, unfortunately, I was one of them for 2.5 months. My take on a popular girl was like a fake version of me from another dimension. I still can't believe how okay I was with acting so fake and dramatic, but somehow it doesn't feel as bad when you're doing it. You need to look from the outside to be able to see this, just like I'm doing now. Popular girls spent all day gossiping about everyone else. There was this girl, Brenda. She was the meanest of them all. We had a group chat called Mermaids. Brenda would secretly take photos of other students and share them in the group chat. For example, she would send a photo of a heavy girl with a caption like, "Soon she might eat us too." She'd become an expert in snapping secret shots. All she had to do was catch something she could make fun of. She would snap a pic in a second. One evening as I was hanging out in my room, there was a new message in the Mermaids group. I opened it. What? It was a photo of my mom. You could only see her from the shoulder up. It was obviously taken secretly because a part of her head was cut off. As you might have guessed, it was Brenda who sent the photo to the group. She wrote, "Girls, if you're ever gonna go get your nose fixed, you can show this to your doctor and say, not this." She was making fun of my mom's nose job. When I figured it out, I wrote, "What is this now?" to the group. Brenda deleted the photo right away. That meant she didn't think I would see it. Since she wrote "girls," this couldn't have been a private message for one person.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
And this means Brenda and a few others had another secret chat group. "Is there anyone who can explain this to me?" I wrote. Not a peep out of the group. Normally, we would chat all night. That day, there were no other messages in the Mermaids group. The previous weekend, we had thrown a little birthday party for my mom. We invited my friends and their moms. Brenda obviously took this photo that day. Secretly, of course. At some point, my mom had told them the story of why she got her nose fixed. Brenda couldn't pass up such an opportunity. But she got busted when she sent the photo to the wrong group. I immediately went and told my mom about this. She was very surprised. She said, "Brenda's such a nice girl. Why would she do something like that?" My mom can be very naive. I don't know how she does it, but she always sees the good in people. The next day, I walked up to the girls at school. "Besides me, who else is not in that group?" I asked. they looked at Tiffany. Unbelievable. They set up another group chat to gossip about the new girls. Brenda said, I'm sorry. I deleted that group last night. This will never happen again. I really love your mom. But of course she wasn't being real. She was in a jam and she wanted to get herself out of it. This whole thing made it clear to me that neither Brenda nor the others were to be trusted. What was I doing hanging out with them anyway? Did I really need to see something like this happen for me to see I had nothing in common with them? At first, I was mad at my mom. She was the one who got me into this. But later, I saw it differently. I was almost an adult now. If I needed to be mad at someone, it had to be me. I hadn't said anything, even though I didn't like how they were behaving. And what's worse, I had started acting like them as well. Are the popular girls at your school different from this? If you can share in the comments, we can all find out. Thank you for listening to me. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.